Why didn't they choose someone like Jesus' brother James? James was the Jesus' brother. James was the leader of the church in Jerusalem, we'll read from history. No, they chose this man named Matthias. You know what's interesting about Matthias? There's nothing written about him. Nothing. His name just appears in Acts chapter 1, and that's it. You can't even find writing about him with the early church fathers. The thought is that this man, Matthias, did small things, unmentionable things, and he didn't need credit. What a beautiful example. That's what our world needs. You know, here at Peace Lutheran Church, we don't give any rewards or medals for service at church. There isn't a wing that's dedicated to anyone at the church. It's the history of the church. Did you know that every act of service is important and as important as the sermon that's given every Sunday? Reading. Beautiful, small act of service. Thank you, Audrey. Signing up to be a part of the work party. Beautifying the church. A small, unmentionable thing. Attending a meeting. Being there. Small, but huge. Being a part of the choir and singing. Signing up for fellowship. Bringing flowers to the church. Now, you may not get paid. In fact, you're not going to get paid for any of those things. I'm sorry to disappoint you. You may not have your lights in neon up here on the wall. Sorry, we don't do that here. But man, is that powerful. Man, does that keep our church vital. That was Matthias. Your name, you see, my friends, is written in the book of life. Your name, like Matthias, it's only mentioned in Acts chapter 1. Your name is written in the book of life. You have been chosen. You have been baptized. Our greatest joy is not in working hard and getting accolades and recognition in the community. Our joy is simply being chosen by Jesus and being a follower of His. That's what our world needs. Quiet, unrecognizable, small acts of service. You know, the power of imitation is, you know, we've proven here in this message, it's really powerful. We sometimes downplay it and think imitation's a low level of learning. You'll hear that often with the way people teach sometimes. I would argue that's not true. You know, isn't it true that one person's act of goodness could be seen by another person, they imitate it, and then all of a sudden they repeat it, and then two others see it, and then all of a sudden a movement happens, and everyone's doing it. I think that's how the twist happened in the 1950s. One person did it, and then another person said, yeah, I want to do that. And then all of a sudden everyone was doing it. Isn't it amazing here in Acts chapter 1 how small the church is? Did you catch the number that was said? Audrey read it. How big was the church? 200. I heard a number.
200.
Close. 120. 120. 50 days after Jesus rose, the church had 120 people. I looked it up. How many people were in Palestine during the day of Jesus? There were 600,000 people. The church was only 120 people. In other words, if you do the math, for every 5,000 people in Palestine, there was one Christian. How did it grow? Well, obviously the Holy Spirit and the power of imitation. One person watched another. Another person worked. Another person imitated that person. The church grew. Now it's our turn. If it's true out there that one evil act, one horrific moment of terrible behavior could be mimicked and patterned, couldn't the opposite be true? That one act of beauty, one act of nobility and virtue could be mimicked by somebody else, and the world changes. My friends, I really believe this. You have an imitation-worthy life. You're written in the Lamb's book. Consider mentoring. Consider bringing on someone and showing them the patterns that God has given you, no matter what they are. Maybe it's prayer. Maybe it's just reading the Bible. Maybe it's just simply thinking about God before you eat at dinner. How can we imitate to a next generation? Let's pray about that today, for that connection. Dear Lord, we thank you for how you have worked in the hearts and lives of your people here at Peace Lutheran for so long, and in such powerful ways, shaping them into the people that you want them to be. Lord, would you open up channels in which it can be passed on, that good habits and virtue can be passed on to others in our community, so that a movement could happen, so that your dream, your desire for an abundant life for all your creatures could take place right here in Philomath. We pray for that, Lord, according to your will, and in Jesus' name, amen.